At least 23 people were injured this morning in an attack on a New York City subway train. Police say a man shot 10 people. Others were injured by smoke or as they tried to flee. This attack happened during the morning rush hour in Brooklyn. No one was killed, but the attack has obviously shaken the city. For more, we're joined now by NPR's Jasmine Garst in New York. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi.
So I understand that city officials just held a press conference. What new details have we learned?
Well, police say a heavy-set black man, about 5'5", opened two smoke grenades right as the N train pulled into the 36th Street station. He fired 33 times. Wow. Police have recovered shell cases, two detonated smoke grenades, and two non-detonated ones. They also recovered a hatchet, gasoline, and a U-Haul key. The U-Haul van that key corresponds to was then found parked in Brooklyn. And NYPD also now have a person of interest. His name is Frank R. James, 62 years old. He is believed to have rented the U-Haul.
Wow. Okay. These details sound horrifying. For those people who are just tuning in, can you just recap for us what we know happened this morning?
It was around 8:30 a.m. during the morning rush hour. A gunman puts on a gas mask on the N train, opens two canisters, which released a lot of smoke, and that sent people into a panic. And then he started shooting. Earlier today, I spoke to Rodrigo Miranda in Sunset Park. He was outside the station when this happened.
Una vez de dejarla, crucé la calle y fue cuando la gente empezó a salir corriendo del subway. Se empezaron a escuchar ruido.
And what he's saying is he dropped his daughter off at school and started heading in the direction of the subway to get to work. And suddenly people start pouring out in a panic. There was a lot of noise and police were rushing in. And then the neighborhood just went into lockdown, and several schools in the area went into lockdown, too.
Yeah, I know you have had a chance to talk to people in Sunset Park all through today. How are they reacting to all of this?
Well, I spent the day mostly with parents who were waiting for their kids in schools in the area that had to lock down. That's how I met Rodrigo Miranda, this man we just heard from. He was picking up his 7-year-old daughter, Alexandra Miranda, and she described the scene from inside her school.
Tenían que bloquear todas las puertas por unos minutos y las maestras no podían salir o entrar si algo podía ocurrir.
And what she's saying is that she was told they had to lock the doors. Teachers couldn't come in or out because something was happening outside. And what Mr. Miranda, her father, was telling me later is he's concerned about how to explain this. Like, how do you explain to a 7-year-old what just happened?
Yeah. Well, what about Mayor Eric Adams? I mean, how has he specifically been talking about what happened today?
Well, he has said that this is reflective of a nationwide problem of easy accessibility to guns and weapons. He called it a, quote, cult of death. This has been part of his campaign. This has been part of his platform and of his early administration to stop gun violence. And he has said ending gun violence means changing gun laws.
That is NPR's Jasmine Garst in New York City. Thank you very much, Jasmine.
Thank you.